Good Monday to you. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Mondays means business. Of course, we're talking about Business Lexington. And the editor-in-chief of that publication joins me on the phone today talking about what's going on in the world of business. Good day to you, Eric.
How you doing, Alan? Sorry, I couldn't make it the whole three-quarters of a mile down to the studio, tied to the desk trying to get the new issue out.
Well, that is certainly understandable, and we will forgive you this time. Let's talk about a very interesting announcement made out of the Kentucky Horse Park last week.
Yeah, John Nicholson, the longtime executive director of the Kentucky Horse Park, who has overseen the late developments there at the horse park since the 2010 games were announced, has said that he'll be retiring early this spring, and that will bring to an end a very long amount of time that he's been up there and leading the Kentucky Horse Park to a level where it's gotten to the point he was aiming it to be self-sustaining. And I think that's the overall approach that he was taking to have as his legacy there, that it would be a park that would take care of its own self and not need to rely on state budget.
And I had an opportunity to get a few comments from him right after he announced that he was stepping down.
I am very proud that the perception of the Kentucky Horse Park has changed dramatically in the last 17 years. It's changed, I think, within Lexington. It's changed within Kentucky of how we are perceived, and changed nationally and internationally.
So, in essence, his last day on the job will be April 30th.
And John has been a great person that I've been able to deal with since coming not only to Lexington, but previously when I was in Frankfurt as a full-time reporter. And you know, both he and his brother, Nick Nicholson, who was the president of Keeneland for quite a while, he announced his retirement about 2 years ago. And so the equine industry in Lexington has lost now two Nicholsons to, you know, very well-deserved retirements. And so it would be interesting to see going forward what ends up happening there at the horse park with new leadership. And, you know, they're going for the 2018 World Equestrian Games. And having had the 2010 games there proved to be a great boom for the horse park, as many facilities were built and improved to house that event.
We can keep a little bit with this equine theme. I have next on my agenda the expansion of Blue Stallion.
Yes, the equine version of beer, apparently. The Blue Stallion Brewing Company on 3rd and Newtown Pike has announced that they're building a new almost 500-square-foot cooler that will allow them to distribute around the city. Currently, they have a just under 200-square-foot cooler that will allow them to put kegs in really only for their own bar. And now they want to be able to go ahead and distribute to bars and restaurants in and around Lexington and central Kentucky and sell their product outside of their own house. And that's going to be a welcome sign for them, as they've been using some of their own brewing kettles as storage because they haven't had room to pour out beer into kegs and keep the kegs anywhere.
All right, and Kentucky must be doing something right. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I understand that Kentucky now leads the nation in new business creation.
Well, at the very least, that was the case in the second quarter of 2013, which is the latest data available. Back in that quarter, we saw 6,686 new businesses opening around Kentucky, and that doesn't necessarily mean there are 6,686 new shingles that have been hung around the state, but LLCs that have formed and been registered with the Secretary of State's office, and they are using that to show what Kentucky has been able to do as far as starting new business, and hopefully those continue to rise. Kentucky saw a 6.5% jump in new businesses during that second quarter, and we will hopefully continue seeing that and seeing those businesses not only register for business but stay in business.
All right, Eric, we're out of time. Eric Carlson is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. For the latest business news, go to bizlex.com. And podcasts of our conversations are available at wuky.org. Good luck to you, Eric.
Thanks, Alan. See you in studio next week.